Thus says the Lord of hosts, the inhabitants of many cities and the inhabitants of one city shall approach those of another and say, come, let us implore the favor of the Lord, and I too will go and seek the Lord. Many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to implore the favor of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days 10 men of every nationality speaking different tongues shall take hold. Yes, take hold of every Jew by the edge of his garment and say, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. The word of the Lord. God is with us. God is with us. His foundation upon the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. God is with us. I tell of Egypt and Babylonian, among those who know the Lord, of Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia. This man was born there, and on Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord. God is with us. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you. God is with us. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way they entered the Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them? Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see how Jesus brings a new law of love, not a law of, retribution. And here are James and John, and John, who becomes the greatest apostle of love, wants to call fire down and kill them all. Huh? And sometimes we get like that, right? Well, nobody here or watching, of course, but everybody else. When people aren't living God's law, or they offend us, or they're, bad because they're not living all the things that they should be living. God, why don't you just get them? And if he was to do that today, Las Vegas wouldn't exist anymore. It'd just be bam. But the reality is God comes and rebukes them for even thinking that. And sometimes he has to rebuke us for even thinking that. Because why? Because Jesus Christ came not to judge, which he does ultimately at the end, but not to condemn, he says in John 3:17, but to save. And again, if God has come not to condemn but to save, we must be people, instead of wishing God would come down and destroy it all, do everything in our power to save it all. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.